The National Toxicology Program, NTP, is a division of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, and in 2018, the NTP released a study on the potential health effects of exposure to cell phone radiation. The study exposed rats to the same radio frequency, IF radiation, that is emitted by cell phones, and the results were alarming. The study found that male rats exposed to RF radiation had a higher incidence of tumors, with 1 in 12 rats developing malignant or precancerous lesions. This translates to a probability of 7.69%. The tumors were primarily located in the brain and heart, the same organs affected by cancer that ultimately claimed the life of Jimmy Gonzalez, who was 100% correct about predicting his cell phone caused his brain and heart cancer. While this cancer probability is specific to rats, it is important to note that there has never been a study in the history of scientific research that has shown 1 in 12 rats developing cancer from exposure to a substance or agent that was subsequently proven to be safe for humans. The study also found a nonlinear dose-response relationship, meaning that the lower the dose of RF radiation, the greater the incidence of tumors. The rats in the study were exposed to RF radiation at levels that were well below the current regulatory limits for human exposure, which has led some to question the safety of current exposure limits. The NTP study used a 10-minute on-off cycle for RFR exposure, totaling 12 hours a day. Yet, real-world cell phone use often exceeds these intervals, with longer durations and constant body contact. It's crucial to consider real-world use may exceed the 1.5 watts per kilogram NTP simulation. The one thing the NTP study taught us was that the dose response is not linear. The power levels were 1.5, 3, and 6 watts per kilogram. The facts are that the study found the biggest biological effect at the lower exposure levels and not the higher exposure levels. This shows us a nonlinear response, pointing to a thermic bioelectric effects from RFR exposure. Second, two of the three power levels used were lower than common cell phone limits. Third, many people now have 5G towers at their doorsteps, and satellite companies now put cell towers in space. This accounts for cradle-to-grave RFR exposure, just like the NTP lab rats. The NTP study is one of the largest and most comprehensive studies to date on the potential health effects of cell phone radiation. It has been met with both praise and criticism, with some questioning the relevance of the study to human health, while others have pointed to the importance of taking precautionary measures to reduce exposure to RF radiation. One of the most significant findings of the NTP study is the incidence of tumors in the brain and heart, the same organs affected by the cancer that ultimately claimed the life of Jimmy Gonzalez. While the study was conducted on rats, it is difficult to dismiss the potential link between cell phone radiation and glioblastoma in humans. It is also worth noting that the NTP study found a higher incidence of tumors in male rats than female rats, which is consistent with the higher incidence of brain tumors in males compared to females in human epidemiological studies. This suggests that there may be gender-specific effects of RF radiation exposure that warrant further investigation. The NTP study highlights the need for continued research into the potential health effects of cell phone radiation. It also underscores the importance of taking precautionary measures to reduce exposure to RF radiation, such as using hands-free devices and limiting the duration and frequency of cell phone use. The Ramazzini Institute in Italy conducted a study on the effects of cell phone radiation on rats, which was similar to the National Toxicology Program, NTP study in the U.S. The study found that rats exposed to cell phone radiation developed the same types of cancer as those in the NTP study, including heart and brain cancer. These findings support the claims made by Jimmy Gonzalez before his death that cell phone radiation is linked to cancer, specifically brain and heart cancer. The Ramazzini study was conducted at much lower levels of radiation than what most cell phone users are exposed to, which makes the findings even more concerning. The study exposed rats to cell phone radiation at levels of 0.1, 1, and 10 watts per kilogram of body weight for 18 hours a day, starting in the womb and continuing for the duration of their lives. The highest level of radiation used in the study was still below the legal limit of 1.6 watts per kilogram of body weight for human exposure. The study found that rats exposed to the highest level of radiation had a significantly higher risk of developing heart and brain cancer. Male rats had a higher risk of developing heart tumors, while female rats had a higher risk of developing brain tumors. The findings were similar to those in the NTP study, which found that male rats exposed to cell phone radiation had a higher risk of heart tumors, and both male and female rats had a higher risk of brain tumors. The Ramazzini study and the NTP study both provide evidence of a potential link between cell phone radiation and cancer, specifically brain and heart cancer. These findings support the claims made by Jimmy Gonzalez before his death that cell phone radiation is linked to cancer. The fact that two independent studies have found similar results strengthens the case for further research and caution in the use of cell phones. While more research is needed to fully understand the potential health risks of cell phone radiation, these studies provide important insights into the potential dangers of long-term exposure to cell phone radiation. It is important for individuals to take steps to reduce their exposure to cell phone radiation, such as using hands-free devices, keeping cell phones away from the body, and reducing the duration and frequency of use. By taking these precautions, individuals can help protect themselves from the potential health risks associated with cell phone radiation. In conclusion, the NTP study found that exposure to cell phone radiation can lead to a higher incidence of tumors in the brain and heart, the same organs affected by the cancer that ultimately claimed the life of Jimmy Gonzalez. While the study has limitations, it provides important insights into the potential health effects of RF radiation and underscores the need for continued research and precautionary measures to reduce exposure.